We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Going on, everyone. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Friday morning, off and rolling, following an Eagles victory last night. Unbelievable. A 22-21 thrilling victory by the Philadelphia Eagles. End of the game. Just a tremendous pass. Carson Wentz to Boston Scott. And a nutso comeback in the final 6 or so minutes of that game to grab it. Now, it's also one of the most bizarre victories we've ever seen. It was worse than a root canal for good long stretches of the game. And I think it leaves a lot of us just confused about what the heck happened last night. Well, one thing that we know happened, they won the game. And we'll talk about it with you on the phone lines and certainly invite your phone calls at 215-592-9494. How it all went down. Again, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, pal.
You've heard of the ship Old Ironsides?
Yes.
The USS Constitution?
Mm-hmm.
The sides of Old Ironsides were wood. It had wooden sides.
That is hard to believe.
Sort of misleading.
I would say so.
Don't be calling it Old Ironsides.
I would say so.
When it's got wooden sides.
There it is.
There's no iron.
That's pretty good, man. That's pretty good. All right, let's hit it. 215-592-9494. All the questions we always ask following an Eagles game, whether it's a win or a loss, you know, what stood out to you, the coach, the quarterback, the defense, the key plays, what it means, where they go from here, all that stuff. But today, I think more than almost any day I can ever remember as an Eagles fan, a different kind of question out of the gate. How do you feel about that game, that victory, and this Eagles team following that win last night? Just at a really basic level, how do you feel? And again, 215-592-9494 for everyone to get in. Let me start this off here by saying I feel, John, incredibly conflicted, honestly. I am obviously thrilled by the victory. It was phenomenal. I mean, they won the game. They won the game. And they did it in thrilling fashion. They're down 10. They come flying back. They win the game. They get the touchdown. It was crazy, right? And Ray Dittinger this morning, you know, said with Angelo that he thinks the Eagles, quote, saved their season. It obviously leads to possibilities in December and January. And by the way, if you don't know, the Eagles are in first place right now. A lot of people might not know that. That tie right now puts them in first place for what it's worth. So, cool, all right? Then the flip side, obviously, is you watch that game, John, and it feels like it practically gives you a concussion because you wonder, how can a team look so good in short spurts and so bad for long stretches of a game? And I think it's fair to say that Carson Wentz in so many ways epitomizes all of it, that he can be so unbelievable, the athleticism, the desire to win, the commitment to lay his body on the line, the, at times, precision passing, and then at times, just decision-making that is just beyond belief, you know, inaccuracies at times, better than it was earlier in the year, but it's still there, you know, the footwork and all that sort of stuff. And I'll say this, and then, John, I'm turning it over to you, certainly. The thing that really hit me this morning when I woke up was the realization that Carson is the most inconsistent athlete of all time. I mean human history. I mean, you can go back to the Romans 2,000 years ago when they were having the athletics. There has never been an athlete ever in 2,000 years that can be more unbelievable at times and more horrendous at times. He is just unbelievably inconsistent. And that's one of many things. And again, we'll get into it all today at 215-592-9494. I am thrilled they got the win. They are in first place. It just leaves you, John, just scratching your head sometimes how they arrive at the point they arrive at. What hits you, John?
I'm extremely conflicted. I'm thrilled that we have two wins. Seriously, there was a lot of time last night I felt like we weren't. We were going to lose to one of the worst teams in the NFL. One of the worst teams I've seen play in the NFL. And I'm glad for that win. I don't believe either team really deserved to win that game at times, but I'll gladly take it.
Yep.
Since they handed it back, Evan Engram in parentheses. I spent many moments feeling embarrassed. Seriously, that the whole country could see how bad we've become. I know that sounds harsh, but that's the way I felt last night. There was embarrassment. But again, they are resilient.
They are.
And that is their identity.
It is.
And it's not necessarily their fault or Doug's fault or anyone's fault that the guys who are out there on the field, in many cases, shouldn't be playing in the NFL. I mean, like, really. But we're making do. We're bouncing back. That is their identity. They won't quit. They care.
They do care.
That matters.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
I see other teams in this division. I saw Evan Engram on the sideline, totally fine, laughing. He doesn't care. I've seen the Dallas Cowboys. It doesn't seem to bother them the way it should. It does bother these players, and I'm glad for that. They won't quit. They care, but they're not good. And Doug was bad. And Carson was bad for stretches, but then good when it mattered and was nearly too late, but he squeezed it in there.
Do you have any explanation for that, John? How a guy can be so spectacular at times and so horrendous at other times?
My explanation, okay, when I saw that interception that he threw, I said to myself, well, that you just have to live with it. This is what he is. Like, this is how he's going to play now. Doug has decided, or whoever, you know, coaching staff, offensive coaching staff have decided, you know what? We're not protecting Carson anymore. We're going to tell him to go out there and be who he is. Go out there and make plays. We're going to run design quarterback draws. We're going to run a design quarterback power with Jason Kelce pulling
yep.
on a two-point conversion. Like, Carson's health is no longer their main concern. Their main concern is going out there and preserving their jobs.
I agree with you.
So they're saying, hey, Carson, go do what you do. In some cases, that means he's going to throw stupid passes, just really stupid passes, because he's just letting it go. You know, like he's taking the risks that at times he was pulling back from, shrinking away from in the past. Now he's a daring quarterback who makes bad decisions sometimes, but when it matters most, it seems to sharpen his vision and focus and decision making. So it works out for us. But here's the problem. This is not sustainable against any teams but the worst in the NFL. But fortunately, those are the ones we have to beat.
Isn't it weird, man? I swear to God, more than any game ever, I felt like I had a concussion after just watching the game. I'm just sitting there on a couch. I'm not playing in the game. I'm not Deshaun getting run over by two different guys. By the way, Deshaun obviously injured. Lane Johnson injured. We'll see their status. You know, the hits keep on coming from an injury standpoint. But I'm just sitting there on a couch, and I felt like I got a concussion. Wild game. We'll take your reaction. 215-592-9494. In the second quarter last night. Now, again, remember, this is before the whole second half is played. Second quarter, I put up on Twitter last night, John, the high wire act is on full display tonight, a lot of good and a lot of bad. And I was talking about Carson, by the way. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. Now, look, let's throw some other credit around. Carson obviously gets tremendous credit for how he competed and what he did at times, which was enough for them to win. Some other guys that deserve credit. We asked John and we said, one of the two running backs has to step up between Boston Scott and Corey Clement. Boston Scott did. Was he spectacular consistently? No. Did he make plays in the game? Yes, he did. And he obviously made one of the biggest plays of the entire season, a ridiculous pass, and I don't mean ridiculous bad, an incredible pass, an incredible catch. And Boston's guy gave him something. Travis Fulgham, again, gave him something.
Yeah.
Hightower, obviously.
Greg Ward
had a nice game. Guy's got good hands.
Yeah.
He's got a knack. He's not going to get you 25 yards down the field.
Travis Fulgham seems to get a lot of the focus, but Greg Ward is doing really good things out there.
I agree with that. And so did Richard Rodgers, who, if you don't know, had six catches.
Yeah. When 85 yards. You know, his production was better than any of Zach Ertz's games this year.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, look, I mean, there was you know, defense, there was good and bad, kind of like the whole team. Jake Elliott, hey.
No, hold on. Defense, there was some good. Defense, I saw Jim Schwartz light it up at times.
And it caused a difference. I mean,
it absolutely did.
It did.
And, you know, and, hey, Brandon Graham is having his best year, period. He's got six sacks now. Once again, comes up huge for us with 29 seconds left with the strip sack.
Yep.
Right, he's never had double digit sacks in a season. I think he's going to have it this year.
Wow, six or seven games,
and that's good for him.
Yeah,
that's good for him. He is leading that group, and I was encouraged by the way the defensive game plan was called because it was more aggressive. That's what we've been asking for, and it helped.
All right, 215-592-9494. Again, if you didn't look at the standings since that one ended, the Eagles are actually in first place. 2-4-1 is better than 2-4, because when teams are below 500, a tie counts as better than the winning percentage when you're below 500. So they're in first place. Now Dallas maybe can reclaim it on Sunday. We'll see if they do, or maybe they lose, and then the Eagles are in first place heading into Dallas week next week. We got a lot to talk about today. We're going to do it with you on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. What stood out to you? What it means? And how you feel following that wacky game last night? Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.